Paul tells us in this passage from Romans that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost Sunday, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is our focus for this morning on this Trinity Sunday. That third person in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the Trinity of God, is not only a reality of who God is, but we are transformed as that power is literally poured into us if we make ourselves a vessel to hold it. I went down to the beach this week. I had a great time studying a book that I had been considering reading, but since it was about 380 pages, there wasn't a lot of promise on a day-to-day basis I would get much of that book read. But this week, I took that book, and I got the whole thing read. I studied it, and I underlined, and I made my little symbols in the margin, and I wrote notes because it was entitled A Gracious Presence. God wants us to be a gracious presence in the world, but we can't do that on our own. We can't do that in our own strength. We can't do that truly with our own personal talents and abilities and gifts. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to present ourselves as a vessel so that God can pour His love into us that we might share it to others. Because we don't have enough love in us and the kind of love we need to be what God wants us to be in the world without His presence. And one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is to just pour that love into us. Just as these chalices on the altar are vessels that hold the grape juice that represents the blood of Christ, we must choose to be vessels that hold God's love. We must ask God to pour that love into us, to fill us with His presence through the Holy Spirit. And as the Gospel of John tells us, when Jesus was speaking, then that Holy Spirit witnesses to us the very presence of Christ, and the presence of Christ connects us with Abba Father. And we are able to be united with this great God of ours. But we have to open ourselves up to it. We have to make ourselves available to have Christ's love in us, because we, in our own power, will never measure up to that kind of love. Now, the Holy Spirit can be pouring out God's love everywhere, but, you know, it's kind of like the bags of ice I put in my ice chest. You know, if you just set them up on the counter, they don't stay in a plastic bag. I mean, a plastic bag, yeah, it's a container, it's a vessel, but it's not the greatest vessel in the world for melting ice. And before you know it, I had water all over the counter and down on the floor. Jane left Wednesday, so I had to do all of the cleaning up of the place we stayed and all that stuff you're supposed to do. And you know, I thought I was doing a pretty good job until I made that mess. Because it just flowed everywhere. There was nothing to hold it, to contain it, to capture it. I think God's Spirit is all around us. But unless we make ourselves a vessel to capture that love, to capture that presence of God in our lives, we can't channel it and use it and take it where it needs to go. You can't count on these little flimsy plastic grocery bags at the store for that. We've got to have something substantial. And God wants that substantial thing to be our lives. Have you opened yourself up to the Holy Spirit that you might be a vessel for Him pouring in His love to you and for the world? Because that's not just for you. It's for the world. It's to share. That's the call and claim upon our lives. Now, if we become that vessel, something wonderful happens, Paul tells us. He says, if we are filled with God's love by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we can rejoice in our sufferings. I don't know about you, but I don't usually rejoice in my sufferings. I didn't know I was sunburned until I got home yesterday. And Jane looked over and says, honey, what's wrong with your knee and your legs? And I said, nothing. And then I looked down and went, whoo. I mean, you know, I thought sunburn would come out easier. And then I got to thinking, now let's see, I worked really hard all week long to stay in the shade. I went out to the pool 3 times. But only in the time of day when the building blocked the pool from the sun. And then I thought, well, how in the world did I get that? And then I remember Friday, I got in the jacuzzi. And where my body and my head was, which is awfully exposed, that part was in the shade. But even in that jacuzzi with the water bubbling around, my legs and the top of my feet got sunburned under the water. Because as soon as I got out of the jacuzzi, I just got up and went in the shade and read for about 2 or 3 hours. You know, we expose ourselves to the power of the sun, but do we expose who we are as Christians to the rest of the world? Do we share who we are? Do we let the power of God, which is much greater than the sun? I was reading in Ecclesiasticus this morning in my devotionals. Do we share the power of God much greater than the power of the sun with others? So we're a vessel to hold His love. And even in our suffering, we can rejoice. And I rejoiced a bit because Jane went and got some aloe or something, and she was real nice to put that on me 2 or 3 times last night, and she came into the bedroom this morning and put some on me before I got dressed so it could dry. And I rejoiced about that, but I didn't really rejoice about the pain. And most of the trousers I wear have wool in them, and I didn't want to wear those babies this morning. So I found these cotton khakis to put on, and socks are not fun when you're sunburned. But God says if His love is poured into us through the Holy Spirit, we can rejoice in our suffering. And not only that, but the suffering will produce endurance, and the endurance will produce greater character in us, and character produces hope. We can have hope in any situation because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Now, this being Trinity Sunday, I wanted to share probably one of the greatest icons of the Christian faith here with you. I think we were talking about this in Bible study a few weeks ago, the icon of the Holy Spirit. Andrei Rublev, who lived 1410 to 20 when he did this, this is considered by many scholars to be one of the most perfect icons that's ever been painted. And it's based on the story of Abraham where the three visitors, often translated as angels, came to Abraham and Sarah to tell her that they would bear a child. And the uniqueness of an icon is all the things that it can share. And we won't go into everything about the symbols of the color, but generally speaking, we believe that this is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And you see the halos around the head. And the sense of unity is picked up in this by the shapes of the bodies that really form the circle of the unity of the one God. And Jesus is at the center of this as the great mediator of that loving presence of a loving Abba Father. And he has poured out his life, which is symbolized in the chalice. And there's a double chalice really in the picture, where God has poured himself out into the world through his Son, Christ Jesus. This God of ours loves us and pours himself out for us in his Son, Christ Jesus, in his own Abba Father loving presence, which his Son revealed to us with the power of his Holy Spirit. And they say that the hand is shaped a little bit like a descending dove. And over the Father is the symbol of the house. You know, the heavenly home, the home of Abraham, the mansions that are prepared for us. Over the Son is the tree of life that also symbolizes the cross, which is our tree of life, that gives us eternal life. And over the Holy Spirit is the inspiration of the mountain and going high for God. But since this is Trinity Sunday, since this is Communion Sunday, since this is a time when we're invited to this table, our God is pouring himself out for us. Our God, Father, Abba, Son, and Holy Spirit is inviting us to commune with him, that he might pour his love in to each of us. You're invited this morning to come and receive that outpouring of love. Ask that Holy Spirit to pour God's love into you and go forth this day to share that love with others in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.